I'm joined by a very special guest on the morning show, Star Miner. Thank you so much for coming in and visiting with me and talking about a very unique program that we want to bring some awareness to.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about GAP, what it stands for, how you guys got started.
Well, GAP stands for Grandparents as Parents. And we've noticed that more people other than grandparents are raising their children. And we've opened it up to aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins. So we're just open up to anyone who's filling the gap in the life of a child.
You know, you always hear the phrase, it takes a village.
It does.
And so when it's not always about the parents, depending on the situation, and I know every situation is different, you look for somebody to kind of step into that role if for some reason that the parents can. And that's an undertaking that not a lot of folks could even wrap their head around, maybe folks that have already had children. So when it comes to that, what kind of changes or differences have you seen in your situation, just as you've seen both this group grow and the awareness that you've been able to bring to the community?
Well, I'm raising my great-granddaughter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I've had her for 9 years. I got her when she was a baby. And it really opened my eyes to the way that children are brought up these days with all the media and electronics. School is totally different now that they don't learn the way I learned when I was
right.
in school. So
I can only imagine what it would be for me now if I had to go back, and I'm only 35.
So we try to get together and really just be a shoulder to lean on, a listening ear, and we try to provide speakers that have valuable information that we possibly could use to give us the resources that we need to find to in order to carry this mission out.
And one of the other things, Star, you were telling me before you got started, you've also brought this awareness to the school system as well to kind of include or increase that outreach.
Yes, I was at a dinner and they asked the superintendent of the county schools to stand up. So after the dinner, I went over and introduced myself and asked him if I could send him some information on our group. He said, certainly. He didn't give me his email address and it's not on their website. So I got in there and he's allowed me to put it in all 18 of the county schools. And I've also sent it to the city schools. So it's in the city schools as well, our flyer information. And just recently, I've contacted all of the daycare centers in the county and city.
Oh, that's great. So you're really putting your name out there and letting folks know they do have an outlet. That's really great.
Putting GAP out there.
That's right. There you go. We were talking a little earlier about some of those speakers, and really it is an awareness. You were talking about the police with the crime prevention, but tell me a little bit more about that, because I was very intrigued with some of the things they were able to bring to the table.
Well, they've been to us on 3 different occasions. The last one was how to prevent people entering your home unwanted. So they gave you tips and techniques to use and gave you advice on what you need to purchase as far as cameras go and putting screws in the right places in the doors so they can't kick them in. And they've been by and told us about the current drugs that are used in the area. They'll show you the drugs themselves. And so you know what to look for if you have a teenager in the house and think they might be using. But anyway, they've been out several times to share with us.
And that's not the only community outreach group that's been by to visit. I mean, you guys really do or really have brought a lot of different groups in to make sure that everybody's well prepared.
Yes, we have. We've brought in Legal Aid. We've brought in DPCS, which is Danville-Pittsylvania Community Services. We've brought in someone to tell us how to take care of ourselves so we can be there to take care of our charges.
Well, that is certainly an undertaking that I admire you for. There's no question about it. And you've got an event going on this weekend that you want to continue growing that community outreach to folks who may not know that you and the rest of your GAP team are really not aware that you guys even exist. You had an interesting story about how you guys were talking about expanding your group and plays right into this.
Well, yes, we've been meeting for 6 years and DPCS has teamed up with us to promote awareness kickoff this Saturday at Trinity from 1 to 4. We are possibly considering rearranging the times that we meet. We currently meet from 10 to 11:30, second Saturday of every month, and we're planning on hopefully expanding that to traveling to different areas so we can get other people to come that may have transportation issues or the need to be somewhere else.
Well, and I know that was one of the things you had told me was you had somebody that reached out and wanted to start a group like this, and you were able to kind of offer that relief of, we already have one. So that's kind of where your mobile concept came from. And if folks are in this similar situation, filling that gap for a child and are looking for, again, like you said, a listening ear, you guys are going to have a great event going on Saturday. The kids are welcome. I know we were talking about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the kids are welcome. We're going to have games for the children. We're going to have hot dogs as long as they last. When they run out, we won't have anymore. And we're going to have some speakers there. We're going to have the Center for Housing and Education. We're going to have the church-based tutorial program. We're going to have suicide prevention, and along with some more.
Well, that'll be great. And again, if folks that aren't aware of the program and really such an amazing, amazing concept and really a labor of love. That's the best way I can describe it. And, you know, again, all the credit in the world to you and any other person who is acting as a grandparent or even an aunt or uncle. You said those were folks that it doesn't have to be just grandparents.
No,
it could be anybody who's in a similar situation that you want them to know that there is somebody out there to listen.
I think GAP now stands for filling the gap in the life of that child rather than the grandparents as parents. So we've opened the group up to anyone who's raising a child that isn't theirs.
Well, this sounds like an amazing event. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. Alex is going to be there from 1 until 3. The event will run 1 to 4. Family friendly, bring the kids. It's really going to be an excellent opportunity to meet this amazing group of people and realize that you're not alone.
Yes, and please call me if you have any questions, you need any directions. My number is 434-251-2986.
Perfect. Star, thank you so much, and we look forward to, and I hope you guys have a lot of success tomorrow at Trinity United Methodist Church.
I pray we do too. Thank you.